and welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii. I'm Danny Yamashiro, along with my co-host Martin Arinaga. Welcome to The Good Life. We are here to help unleash your God-given purpose. The great American evangelist D.L. Moody said, "If I could relive my life, I would devote my entire ministry to reaching children for God." Lady Bird Johnson, former U.S. First Lady, stated, "Children are likely to live up to what you believe of them." An observant commentator interestingly noted, "Children are great imitators, so give them something great to imitate." Our guest today touches children with God's love on a daily basis. He also conveys ever so positively how much he believes in them and their parents. A role model to all of us, indeed. But how does he do it? More importantly, why does he do it? The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, we pause the beginning of our show to remind you that we are here for a very distinct purpose, and that is to lead you closer and closer to the Lord Jesus Christ. We believe we have this privilege given by God at this very time in your life, in our lives collectively, to lead you to Him. Because whatever challenge, whatever circumstance, whatever you're facing at this time, whether it's a financial crunch or seemingly financial demise or a relational problem or challenge that you may feel as though your back is against the wall and perhaps even feeling helpless or even hopeless, there is hope in Jesus Christ. You are never so far gone in sin and made so many mistakes that God, with God's help, you cannot come back. And with Christ's help, you can be restored, renewed, and have a new beginning. That's why Jesus Christ died on the cross, shed his blood on that cross to wash our sins away. And he rose again on the third day, and the living Christ calls you with his ever so loving and tender voice at this very moment. Oh, how he loves you. Dr. Stephen Yano graduated from St. Louis School. He earned his bachelor's degree in biology from the University of Hawaii. He became a medical doctor after graduating from John A. Burns School of Medicine at the University of Hawaii. He did 2 years of pediatric residency at Kapi'olani Medical Center for Women and Children and completed pediatric training at UCLA Harbor General in Los Angeles. He returned to Hawaii to start his private practice at Children's Medical Associates in Aiea. Since 1982. He's married to Gail, and they have 3 daughters, Taryn, Robin, and Casey. They're members of New Hope Oahu, and we're privileged to have him in studio with us today. Dr. Yano, welcome to our show.
Thank you, Danny. Pleasure to be here.
Doctor, where did you grow up?
Grew up in Kailua. Attended St. Anthony's School, Kailua, raised Catholic, rode my bike to baseball practice. It was a nice small town upbringing, very safe. Mm-hmm. I didn't face a lot of challenges as a kid. Wonderful family, nuclear family. Dad who washed clothes and made lunch for us in the morning. Mom who was an elementary school teacher at St. Anthony's. I kind of grew up under her umbrella protection, so to speak. Walked with my friends to baseball practice, went fishing on Saturdays. It was a great upbringing. Beautiful, I guess almost idyllic. I didn't get beat up or hijacked, you know, kind of a private school kid, and then went to high school at St. Louis. Similarly, very protected. So I didn't really have much of a difficult childhood. I would call it a blessed childhood.
Blessed.
Obviously. And so very grateful for that. Grew up with my sister Carla, who's maybe 7 years younger. So basically was almost like the only child for a while, and then kind of prince of Egypt, so to speak.
Yeah.
You know, always did well in school. Was isolated very early, actually, as academically gifted.
Mm-hmm.
And when it was more in vogue than it is today, they actually skipped me. I was at St. Teresa School for first grade, and they accelerated a group of us and sent us on to third grade, which they thought was a great idea, and I will greatly not recommend that at this time as a pediatrician, because developmentally what that did was it put me at a great disadvantage compared to my peers in terms of maturity, physical stature, etc. So growing up, I was much like the last guy picked on the basketball team, unlike you. I know you were more athletic than I. I think that was all part of it. It's a strange part of it, growing up smaller, shorter, younger, the whole thing. I graduated high school, I think, when I was 16.
Wow.
Which, I mean, today is absurd, right? Mm. So I think that the deal was intellectually I could do it, but emotionally I don't know if I was really ready for all of that.
Mm-hmm.
But went on through college and then graduated actually medical school at age 24. Some of my classmates were 35. I think our oldest classmate in med school was 35 on entry, and I was 24 or something crazy like that.
Hmm.
So I was always a little bit of a too advanced for my age, so to speak, intellectually, and people kind of latched onto that. But the journey was harder emotionally, I think.
In what ways? In what ways?
I was too soft, cried a lot, and had fears, you know, being counted on to be the high performer.
Mm. You
tend to become anxious about performance. And so tried to avoid public view, i.e. performance on stage.
Mm.
And I think one of the blessings of growing up with parents like my dad and my mom were that they accepted me and who I was. I remember distinctly this one summer program where I know he took off from work early to come to see us perform, and I just couldn't show up on stage. And so my group comes on, and I'm peering through this little peephole, and I can see my dad kind of looking at my mom like, where's the guy, man? This is what we came to see, and he's not even on stage. And I felt so like I failed them, but I couldn't go on stage.
Hmm.
And lo and behold, you know, I got in the car expecting to get blasted, reprimanded at least,
mm-hmm.
and he didn't mention a word of it. And built into that was a little bit of acceptance of who I was. And I do tell this story in my practice today even, where every gift is a blessing, but it also comes with a backside edge. And so for me, the blessing is that I'm sensitive, I'm empathic, I have great connection with other people's hurts, but at the same time lack courage sometimes in moments of fear or anxiety. And what my parents were able to do for me was to bless that, to acknowledge that that's who I was, rather than tell me, No, you can't be that way, you know.
Mm.
You have to be stronger, Stevie. You got to suck it up. You got to get out there and play with the boys.
Mm.
And so I think during that time, and a take-home message, I guess, to those who are raising children, is to make sure you accept everything as a gift and a burden. My sensitivity, if my dad was able to take it away, and I've told this story in practice, if my dad was able to take it away, he would have removed the very gift that I use on a daily basis. It's the very gift that forms a basic foundation of an empathic ministry and practice of reaching towards families in hurting times, in supporting adolescents as they frustrate themselves and their parents through adolescence. That very gift could have been removed had my father taken it upon himself to assume that I needed to fit in whatever stereotype the world or my parents might have proposed for me. So I think one of the things in my growing up process was one of the hidden blessings, hidden as I went through it because it was so painful. But the blessing nevertheless was that sensitivity that allows empathy and compassion. And it was built in long, long ago. It was just, it rose up in funny little ways. And I tell this story of when the birds would hit the back window, plate glass window, much like that. I would hear the crash, and I must be less than maybe 10 or 11 years old. And I would run out and do CPR on the birds. The little, you know, the mejiro, the rice, yeah, the small the little rice bird. Yeah.
And the green one.
Yeah, the green one. And every now and then, the thing would right itself. And if it didn't, I was in trouble too because I couldn't just throw them in the rubbish can. I dug buried the thing, cross over it, everything. It's just weirdness. I mean, I had no idea where this was coming from. But every now and then, the bird would write itself in my hands. And of course, the instant that happens, I go into this little selfish thing about, oh man, maybe I should keep the bird. Or it's my pet now. Yeah. You know, how awesome am I? I got a bird. And then he would fly away to the banyan tree. And the coolest thing about that story is that I would not leave that tree. I would not be able to leave until he flew once again. And this is a story from very young, probably I'd say 10 to 12. And in connection to what we had talked about earlier regarding raising up medical students and mentoring others in the pathway of caring for others, other human beings who are suffering, the ultimate basis of that is based upon a very deep spiritual calling which God places in us, which has been there from a very, very young age. A part of me that recognized the need to serve that bird, not only when he was in my hands in direct need, but also when he was up in the tree, lest he fall. And that realization was not cognizant. That was something that was way, way, way back there. And one day, as I was going through that course called The Healer's Art, which is a course teaching physicians to get in touch with that ultimate calling, that God-based calling in the spirit that says you will help others, that's based on a very vestigial seed that God planted so long ago. And that all we're doing, all I try to do, all I need to do, is to trust that. In my case, I had a family that trusted that and then allowed it to come out. And on a daily basis, you know, the blessing is I get to do that on a daily basis in this thing we call medical practice. And, you know, it's me being me, which is a blessing.
Doctor Martin, you know, I think about parenting. You know, I'm a parent.
Sure.
I've got young kids. And what a reminder, not just to me, but to our listeners. Anybody who is parenting, or maybe even you might be a grandparent, or you're connected to young people, to children, that God has dropped in them with his gentle yet very purposeful hands a gift, some multiple gifts, and how delicate, how fragile, how precious that is, that God would so entrust us as He did your parents, and the way in which they embraced that and did not squander it. What a reminder today, Dr. Yano, of the gifts that God has given to our dear young ones. And to recognize that, and on the one hand, to encourage it, to develop it, but from what I'm hearing is also protect it, because there is that backside. Well, the Lord is a God of great wisdom, but He's also a God of great timing. And in His wisdom, He sends Dr. Stephen Yano into our studio today to share the things that he is sharing. Wise in such a way to speak right into our hearts, because we need encouragement at this very moment. Because the way we handle children, our children, those around us, will literally impact society in the days to come. We're living in times where we are in great need, desperate for hope. And God, through the lives and giftings of the young generation, will impact many, many more people for good in the days to come. When we come back from our break, we're going to hear more from Dr. Stephen Yano. You see, his ability to articulate the things that he articulates so eloquently comes from his not just an awareness, but a relationship. A relationship that he has with God through faith in Jesus Christ. When we come back, Dr. Yano will share with us that journey, how he came to know the Lord Jesus. And as he shares, I want you to think about yourself too. Do you know the Lord Jesus? Do you have a relationship with Jesus Christ? Because if you don't, you can. It can happen right now. Stay with us. We'll be back with more.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
One thought, one insight, one lesson can give you a winner's edge. Danny Yamashiro's new book, Winner's Edge, includes over 300 inspirational quotes and insights from his personal collection on leadership, relationships, hope, family, teamwork, love, and much more. Winner's Edge by Danny Yamashiro, available at bookstores throughout Hawaii. And don't forget Paradise Calls, Danny Yamashiro's remarkable story of God's miracle, saving him from falling 400 feet off the Pali Ridge, a story that's brought hope to thousands around the world. Winner's Edge and Paradise Calls by Danny Yamashiro, available in ebook at Amazon Kindle. And listen to Danny Yamashiro and his featured guests on the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show weekdays on 99.5 KGU FM at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight. Connect with Danny on Facebook and Twitter and find out more at DannyYamashiro.org.
Have you been blessed by the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show? Have the stories been an inspiration to you? What if you had the opportunity to improve the quality of another person's life, someone like your family member or friend? Danny Yamashiro is looking for friends of the Good Life to prayerfully consider a monthly financial gift. You will receive monthly letters from Danny that will equip and encourage you. I invite you to become a financial partner with Danny Yamashiro Ministries. With your gift, you will become part of Danny's ministry team and help reach more people with God's love and hope through Jesus Christ. Write your check to Danny Yamashiro Ministries and mail it to P.O. Box 700998, Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. That's Danny Yamashiro Ministries, P.O. Box 700998, Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. Or go to www.dannyyamashiro.org.
You're listening
listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
One of the beautiful things, in fact, one of the most valuable things you could ever see is someone who has a gift and it is embraced and nurtured and developed over the course of time, and you see it magnified in such a way that it becomes desirable, beneficial to masses of people. And today we have a special guest in studio with us. His name is Dr. Stephen Yano. You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro with my co-host Martin Arinaga. You may be listening and thinking, gosh, I heard the tail end of that last segment. I'm tuning in right now. Can I hear the rest of the show? Can I hear it in its entirety? The answer is yes. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.org. You can hear the show in its entirety via free downloads. Not only this program, but others as well. But here's the thing. You can go ahead and send the link to a family member or friend. And you know what? We're just getting started. Doctor, as you've grown in your practice, there must be times when you go back to the basics, the beginnings. I'm thinking more along the lines of the spiritual anchor. You grew up, went to school, graduated St. Louis. Take us on your spiritual journey. How did you come to know the Lord Jesus Christ?
As a child, I was raised Catholic, and as much as I think it was foundational, I didn't think it was relational. And that's not saying anything about religions in general, but I grew up and I was blessed with a family that went to church. I went to Catholic school through grade school, all the way through high school. And that Jesuit education at St. Louis School did build in me character and depth of character, dependability, responsibility, accountability, all of those character traits. But it probably wasn't until maybe 12, maybe a little longer, my sister got involved at New Hope and kind of said, you should come over. I was a little timid at first, you know, with the hand-raising, mm-hmm. hugging thing. But I started showing up, and since that point developed a relationship with Christ, which is much more personal, much more internalized, has moved my faith from cognitive belief to action to movement towards serving those who are underserved. I cannot tell you that the voyage has been enriched by the movement towards action, and that's what's held me up. All along, I know that God's been there for me. All along in my entire life, His presence has been felt. And it wasn't like I suddenly became Christian 12 years ago. I always felt I was a Christian in believing in God and His Son Jesus, and that He was my Savior. But internalizing and strengthening and courageous walking was much more in the past, I'd say, 12 to 15 years. And that's in embracing those around me through Camp Agape with Pastor Roy, as you know. What a great model of walking beside, ever since the first camp. I've been there every camp now. Mm-hmm. And working with these kids who have so little families. These are children of incarcerated, yes, of course. Yes. And then we hope to go to Nepal this September to do a medical mission. And so that journey has been one in which the embracing of those around me who are serving teach me. Mm-hmm. And it's part of the learning as you walk it, mm-hmm. type of faith. And that's been so much richer in the past few years.
So, Dr. Yano, I heard you say about when you learned about the Christian faith versus the Catholic, the practices. I guess that put clarity, maybe it put a definition to what you maybe you were feeling.
Yeah, it took it from cognitive to relation. It's a thinking about it versus a feeling it. Mm-hmm. It's knowing about it versus without a doubt knowing about it. And that difference between, you know, walking a tightrope because you think you can versus walking a tightrope because you know you can is a whole different item, right, depending on the height.
Yeah, with that kind of clarity, though, I would think that it would affect your daily life in your family and even in your practice. So, you know, how does it look like? How does Dr. Yano's practice now look like versus 15 years ago?
Yeah, that's a really good question because I think I was doing medicine well at both points. I guess it's like ice cream and maybe the difference between, I don't know, chocolate and Neapolitan. I want to say I think it's perceptible, but I have a hard time seeing myself. Mm-hmm. So maybe you'd have to talk to a patient who's been with me that long. There are some. And I don't know. What does it feel like? To me, it's easier. It's easier now to love everyone. I don't know how to say that. I care for everyone, but there are people we struggle to love. And I love through God and basically in His power. I walk into rooms and I love everyone. That was not true 15 years ago.
And your patients are not only the children, but the parents as
well. Oh, yeah. No, you're working two generations big time. In fact, at the time I meet the parents, I tell them as they expect their new child, this is their firstborn, I tell them, what's the most important factor in your son or daughter, unborn yet, in their physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual health? And I look at them, and a lot of them look back kind of empty. And I tell them, it's this relationship. And upon this, we will build your family. Upon this relationship, be it married or just a boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever it is, that I will build with them, beside them, that we will allow through that investment, and if they're spiritual, through God's blessing of this relationship, to build your family around this marriage. And I fully believe that's something, as you know, our American society is completely missing at this point as far as marriage and family and et cetera. So it's interesting. I mean, I think the practice has blossomed in many ways through God's blessings. There are challenges along the way. Mm-hmm. There are challenges along the way.
What are some of those challenges?
I think always being self-aware enough to be honest, to be open with your patients, to truly partner with them, not tell them what to do, but to coach and walk beside them, to be a fellow journeyman in this journey we call life, to mentor, to encourage the parents as they struggle. Many marriages have struggled. I've actually prayed with couples more recently, of course, having more courage to pray. Mm. Prayed with estranged wives, prayed for estranged husbands, prayed with children. Because I realized very apparent to me that it's not within my power. That healing on a truly human level, a true sense of well-being is not mine to give. That on a superficial level, I can cure your cold, I can fix your ear infection, I can make you feel better. But on a very deeper level, your ultimate sense of well-being, I cannot give you. And that is something ultimately God can give us. And that's a whole different dimension to healing. So we're not just fixing things, that we're talking about healing spirits. We're talking about walking beside young children. We're talking about encouraging marriages as they walk beside their young children. Never implying I know the best, because I don't. But always being there as a source of consistent hope, consistent encouragement. If there's any gift God's given me, it's one of encouragement. Mm. And I do this on a daily basis. I sit in my office and people say, she's sick. And I say, yeah, she'll get better. And they say, when? I said, no, not sure, but she'll get better. Now, how do you know? You know? And just like, well, we got to pray that she gets better. She'll get better. Yeah. Hmm. And what's wrong? A lot of times I'm saying, I don't know. That's the correct answer. I'm not sure, but I'll be here and you can check in with me. So it's almost, and I don't mean God-like, but we stand beside, much like I ask him to stand beside our journeys as faithful Christians. So
there's a greater physician than you, is what you're saying.
Amen. I mean, ultimately, the model of Christ as a great physician is totally comforting, in as much as I think he understands the travails. No doubt medicine is an honored profession. It's held in high esteem. Mm-hmm. But it's very much a vocation of healing. And, many of the things that we teach in this course that I teach the medical students, the young medical students, these are generally first-year medical students, still fresh, still kind, still open, still positive. And I take them on the side and I try to tell them, look, listen, the most important thing you can do is care for oneself as Christ did. You know, he was a rock star, right? He's surrounded by people grabbing his clothes to mm-hmm, be healed. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. He would go
to a quiet place.
Amen.
Solitary place.
He would go away. And at that place, mm-hmm. he was healing no one else except himself. And so that self-care is what we try to build into, or at least introduce the students to, so that they can carry that with you. Jesus, for example, as the great physician, mm-hmm. couldn't stay in that role 24/7. He clearly needed time to rest and to be with his Father to get encouragement, for example.
That's a great word to us today, that even Jesus disengaged from his ministry to engage mm-hmm. with the Father to, you know, replenish. Right. There's emotional, there's a lot of energy that can be released when you're ministering to people, caring for mm-hmm. people, and if we don't take care, it's such a practical thing.
You know, when the woman with the bleeding touched his clothes, what did he say?
He said, power came out of me, right?
Right.
This virtue came out of me. He felt it. I mean, it was something that he knew. And the thing was, interestingly, they said, Lord, what are you talking about? Who touched you?
Yeah.
There's so many
people touching you.
He said, no, power came out of me.
In fact, this reminds me of your statement earlier, Danny. I know you have a heart for church leaders, where even they're so used to giving that they forget that as a caregiver, they need to also be willing to take a pause and receive the care.
Yeah. And well, not only that, let me push it further. People in churches need to be aware of that and let the mm-hmm. pastor or mm-hmm. the leader know it's okay. And not only is it okay, we want to support you in doing that as well.
Well, then, so back to the parenting, though. So the parents are the caregivers, and you're telling them to take care of, you're telling the students to take care of themselves. I'm sure the message to the parents to take care of themselves. I mean, you've got toddlers running around, especially like you don't have family to take care of you. What are some practical ways that a mother and a father, the parents, can actually disengage to recharge so they can be better when they get back?
That is a perfect, perfect thing for us to talk about, Doctor. When we come back from our break, let's be practical. Let's just talk straight from the heart. Yeah, let's get real pragmatic here. Mm-hmm. Somebody's saying, okay, I feel good just hearing that I can take care of myself, that it's okay. It's liberating. It's a liberating thing to hear. But now, how do I do it? You know, I'm running around. I'm busy. I've got all kinds of constraints around me. What can I do? You mm-hmm. know, a mother is busy, tired, disheveled. A father is worn out. Mm-hmm. How do you take care of yourself? When we come back from our break, we'll talk more with Dr. Stephen Yano. I'm here with my co-host, Martin Arriaga, the businessman, the entrepreneur.
The guy.
And Dr. Stephen Yano, pediatrician, endeared by many, wise, practical. We're talking practical things here, things of the heart, things that we believe the Lord would have relate with you at this very time. So stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how much the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. A big mahalo to Waiawa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, A1A electrician Tony Lathrop Lee of State Farm Mililani, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service, Michael Beasley of Kayani, Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, Armor of Truth, Commercial Roofing and Waterproofing Incorporated, LNS Enterprises Marine Consultants, and Quilopo Painting Incorporated. To learn more about our corporate sponsors or to find out how to become one, visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 FM KGU. Weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, connecting your family and friends to a personal relationship with Jesus Christ.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Waiawa. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Waiawa, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out. Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
I could read a book about how to ride a bike. I could talk to people about their experiences about riding a bike, and I could even theorize about the way of riding a bike, but it's not until I get on that bike and fall down a few times and my dad pushing me and then kind of letting that bike go, and I'm like, oh, I'm going, and then all of a sudden I realize his hands came off of the back seat, and I'm riding, and then I fall again. But then it's when I come back up, it becomes a very practical thing that takes place where I begin to develop a skill in riding a bike. Well, you know, you've experienced that as a bike rider, if you've ridden a bike, and I'm sure many, as you listen, many of you have or have taught someone to do that. But, you know, we want to be very practical. We're here. This is the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. And as you listen in, I'm here with my co-host, Martin Arriaga, and our featured guest today, pediatrician Dr. Stephen Yano. Gosh, it's been such a warm time, an engaging time to talk. But Doctor, before our break, we were discussing about, you know, just the busyness of life, and yet how Jesus even went away to a quiet, solitary place to recharge, to re-energize, to build back up. But what about a mother today with multiple kids? I mean, one can keep you very, very busy, but multiple children, having to juggle or spin plates, multiple plates simultaneously. It seems like a daunting task. Indeed, it is. Or fathers. Doctor, what would you say to a parent and giving them hope as they're listening right now?
I think the take-home message from I would wish to give them would be something along the lines of to be a little kinder to yourself. I think we often underestimate our children. I think they some would propose that they need perfect parenting. And I would propose to you that God has built them much more resilient than that. And that God has a plan. And that God has placed them in this particular place, in this particular time, with these particular children, as frustrating as they are, that God has placed them where they are exactly. But that the pathway through that is a little self-kindness. That, you know, you hear people self-talk in a negative way. Oh, that was so dumb. Oh, I'm such a loser. I'm such a terrible mother. Why am I yelling at you guys all day? Just a little bit more kindness, a little bit more forgiveness. We're all very human. We all sin on a daily basis. And just walking in the presence of a God who placed this miracle in you. And that the refrain comes from the reflection on a daily basis as I visit these young children. On a daily basis, I generally will see a newborn. This is a child who's looking at me through eyes that I've never seen light. I've never seen a face. And she looked at me this morning with these kind of funny, maybe poorly focused eyes. But being part of that is a wonderment for them, for the first time parents. And I want them to pause to understand that that is not a mistake. That is a miracle. I don't care how much computer power you generate and how many, you know, biochemists you put in a lab, you cannot make that infant be as perfect as that child was this morning. And to just pause in that in order to reflect upon the fact that these are wonderments, they are not perfect. And, you know, the surprising, most surprising thing is that these are your children, right? They come from the two of you. And yet they frustrate the stink out of you. Why is that? And they say, why are you acting like this? You know, to their kids. They're like, why are you acting like this? The funniest thing is because the kids often are acting just like the parents, which is weird because it's not just behavioral. It's not just how we raise them. It's inborn. It's who they are. And who better to guide them with managing who you are than the tree from which came the fruit? And it's funny because in our own families, and I'm sure you can identify in your own families, but when the fruit falls from the tree, it always rolls closer to one tree than the other. And I tell people that. It's really clear whose kid this is. You know, obviously, as I raised my daughters, they were all my daughters, right? Because... when I came home, I was like, you know what your daughter did today? I was like, oh my goodness.
I guess we can have a lot of theories and ideas, but I guess when it comes to our own children, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, it's very frustrating. I mean, I went through moments myself, young father. We were in L.A. at the time, and I do tell this story because I think it embodies the quick transitions of life where you need to persevere. You really need to persevere. I was a third-year resident at UCLA Harbor. My wife had bravely, my wife was willing to be dragged up in her final term when technically she shouldn't be traveling. She came up, gave birth, no family, maybe one good family friend that was available to us. She called me. I was on call at UCLA, a good 30 minutes away from our apartment. She called me when I was on call, and all I heard was crying on the phone. And it wasn't my wife. It was my wife and my daughter crying. And then she hung up. I was like, whoa. You know, I had no idea what was happening. I couldn't imagine. I was frantic. told my friend, I gotta leave. I drove all the way home. And I get home, my daughter's screaming. She was a little colicky. This is our firstborn. My wife is in the bed crying. And I picked up my daughter. I went to hide in this middle bathroom so that I not bother the neighbors. And she's screaming. And out of my bleariness and fatigue and tired, which, you know, all of us as parents understand, it had to be the worst moment of my life. It was clearly, I brought up my wife at a wrong time. This was crazy of me. How selfish of me to finish my training up here. Should have stayed home. Now we have this wonderful daughter, but she's screaming at my face. And my daughter, my wife is in great despair. And then somewhere I went to get a bottle. I warmed up the bottle. And hidden in this middle bathroom, I fed my daughter. And she suddenly, for some reason, stopped crying, sucked it down, fell asleep. And I kind of crept around the corner. And my wife had fallen back to sleep. And I looked back at my daughter. And suddenly, and this was maybe 2 weeks of age, that bonded me. That I realized that this was my daughter the rest of my life. That this was a blessing. But you got to get through the hard points. And I think every day, moms, dads, husbands and wives struggle on a daily basis. And I think it's the perseverance, the trusting that God has a plan, that nothing is a surprise. That in fact, he knew this kid was going to be hard hit. And in fact, part of the learning is that we got to get through this, maybe so that I'm not so hard hit, just possibly. And there's so much to be built in us yet that God's not going to back off us. And some of the tools that he uses sometimes are the blessings of our children. And so as you face the hard times as a family, as you face the hard times as a relationship, as a mother, I think, A, be kinder to yourself. B, trust that God really does have a plan for you and for your children. These are not idle mistakes. These are miracles in your presence. And love them like that. And then begin to learn to love yourself and your husband like that.
Well, a certain word of the gift of encouragement, indeed, in sharing out of your own life, it's also consoling because there is that humanity. You know, we are people in life. Life can be really raw sometimes. We get caught off guard many times, more times than we want. And we realize how much we need the Lord, how much we need his help, how much we need to rely on him. And I wonder today if, as you've heard Dr. Yano share out of his life and his heart, you thought, huh, you mean he went through that? I'm going through it right now. It might be with a child. It might be in your career. It might be something that you're dealing with emotionally. It might be all of it at the same time. And you know, it can be so overwhelming. But then God comes in. If you open your heart to let the Lord in, he can make sense out of what seems to be disorder. When we come back from our break, we'll talk to Dr. Yano. You know, his ability to articulate the things that he does. Certainly gifted, trained, experienced. He's had mentors in his life too. Certain key people that God sometimes puts in your life. Well, God has put him in the life of many of his patients and their families. He sends him here today, but I want to find out who God used as a mentor in his life. And then as we wind up our show today, a closing word from Dr. Yano to someone, and again, heart to heart, you and him. And really, God through him to you at this time. What would the Lord say to someone who is struggling? It's been such an encouragement today. Martin, we're blessed to have Dr. Yano in studio with us. We'll be back with more. I don't want you to leave. Stay with us now, because there's more good stuff to come just for you. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
One thought, one insight, one lesson can give you a winner's edge. Danny Yamashiro's new book, Winner's Edge, includes over 300 inspirational quotes and insights from his personal collection on leadership, relationships, hope, family, teamwork, love, and much more. Winner's Edge by Danny Yamashiro, available at bookstores throughout Hawaii. And don't forget Paradise Calls, Danny Yamashiro's remarkable story of God's miracle, saving him from falling 400 feet off the Pali Ridge, a story that's brought hope to thousands around the world. Winner's Edge and Paradise Calls by Danny Yamashiro, available in ebook at Amazon Kindle. And listen to Danny Yamashiro and his featured guests on the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show weekdays on 99.5 KGU FM at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight. Connect with Danny on Facebook and Twitter and find out more at DannyYamashiro.org.
Have you been blessed by the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show? Have the stories been an inspiration to you? What if you had the opportunity to improve the quality of another person's life, someone like your family member or friend? Danny Yamashiro is looking for friends of the Good Life to prayerfully consider a monthly financial gift. You will receive monthly letters from Danny that will equip and encourage you. I invite you to become a financial partner with Danny Yamashiro Ministries. With your gift, you will become part of Danny's ministry team and help reach more people with God's love and hope through Jesus Christ. Write your check to Danny Yamashiro Ministries and mail it to P.O. Box 700998 Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. That's Danny Yamashiro Ministries, P.O. Box 700998, Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. Or go to www.dannyyamashiro.org. To The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Welcome back to our show. It's so good to have you with us. I'm Danny Yamashiro. This is The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm joined with my co-host, Martin Arinaga, and our featured guest today, Dr. Stephen Yano. To find out more about our show or how to have a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ and get free downloads to pass on to others, go to thegoodlifehawaii.org.
Dr. Yano, let's talk about mentors. You know, you've reflected a lot on your own life, but God is a good God. He puts people in our path, people that will teach us, guide us, sometimes just set us example for us to follow. Who would you consider to be your mentors, those people that you can credit to giving you the right information at the right time?
Growing up at St. Anthony's School, I had a very instrumental speech teacher, Mrs. Linsenmeyer, who, and this was only upon reflection recently as preparing for the show, I think was very instrumental in allowing me to spread words of encouragement professionally as well, at meetings, etc. I don't feel I'm very engaging, but after I speak, people say, "Oh, wow, that was very encouraging," and it's interesting because I must be a gift, because it certainly doesn't feel like that from my side. So Mrs. Linsenmeyer, for encouraging the ability to speak publicly, to communicate clearly, to articulate with my patients. Mr. Correa, biology teacher, turned on the passion for science in high school at St. Louis School. Subsequent to that, Dr. Dexter Cito, who is a fabulous physician, who took me under wing at Kapi'olani during my residency. It was those people who taught me how to use the skills that God already placed there. They refined them, they clarified them, they lit them, and then they let me use them for his purposes. And so those are the mentors. Dr. Joseph St. Gem was the chief at Harbor General, and he was a wonderful mentor. And I remember going to Chiefs rounds. And Chiefs rounds is where the big chief with his big white jacket, and he played football at Michigan. He's this huge man with huge hands that just dwarfed mine when he shook it. And he always shook my hand with two hands, you know, like this.
Yeah, yeah.
He's like, "Whoa, hello, Steve, how you doing?" Like, "Oh, I'm fine." But this gentleman, when we presented, we approached the bed of a 3 to 5 year old Spanish American male with his mother sitting there, and as we approach, everyone's nervous. So the students start talking, and Dr. St. Jim says, "Wait," and he bends down on one knee on the floor, and says, "Ma'am, would it be okay if we talked about your son?" And I was just blown.
Ooh.
And so the whole idea of raising physicians who care, that we're not treating diseases, that we're treating children who are loved by mothers, and in that concept, to mentor us as physicians, as those are wonderful mentors.
Doctor, we got a quick minute.
Sure.
A quick word to someone who's struggling today.
My word would be that there is a God. Look around. The miracles around us every single day. And there are miseries. There are struggles. There are difficulties, without a doubt. But look beyond that and understand that God does love you. He is not surprised at all by your circumstances. Trust in Him. Reach out to Him. There's a part of you that's asking for His help. It's well beyond what you can do in your own power. And I assure you that if you should reach, and if you should call, and if you should ask, that He will respond. And that God who created the universe is actually wanting to hold you in His hands and wanting to work with you as He works you through your difficulties at this time.
Dr. Stephen Yano, a word heart to heart and a word from the Lord. The Lord's love is for you. Dr. Yano, thank you so much.
Well, you're welcome.
Being with
pleasure. It's a pleasure being here. Thank you.
In the next few days, you're going to hear stories, inspirational stories of hope and faith, like Dr. Stephen Yano's. There's no better time than right now to share the love of Jesus Christ with someone near you. I want you to invite someone to listen in each day at 2 p.m., 12 midnight. Our stories are also downloadable at thegoodlifehawaii.org. Share them. Share them with a friend. Matthew 14:14 says, "And when Jesus went out, He saw a great multitude, and He was moved with compassion for them and healed their sick." It's always a blessing to be with you. A special thank you to our guest today, Dr. Stephen Yano. Until next time, along with my co-host, Martin Arinaga, and our technical producer, Chaz Ontai, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let Him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener-supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org, and may God richly bless you with The Good Life. Just